Okay, let us begin a new Masech. The Masech is Chagiga Daf Beis Amid Aleph. So a little bit of background information is in order over here. The Torah tells us in Shemos Perichav Gimel that three times a year, Yeira'e Kol Zechor Chal Pnei Ha'adun Hashem. We have a mitzvah to be Olah the Regel, to go see Hashem. So we learn from that Pasuk that on Pesach, on Shavuos, and Sukkos, every Jew has to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and there are three mitzvos that we have to do when we're Olah L'Regel. There's something called Re'ia, there's something called Chagiga, and there's something called Simcha. The Chiyuv of Re'ia is to bring a carbon Olah, called an Olas Re'ia, and that's learned from the Pasuk, V'lo Yera'u Panai Reikam, that you cannot see Hashem empty-handed. You have to come to the Azara on Yom Tov with a carbon in hand. The second chiyuv is called Shalmei Chagiga, that we learn from the Pasuk V'chagosem Oso Chag LaHashem, that when you come on Yom Tov, you have to bring with you a carbon Chagiga, and that's brought as a carbon Shlamim. And then the third chiyuv is called Shalmei Simcha, which we derive from the Pasuk V'zavachta Shlamim V'achalta Sham V'samachta, that a person has to bring a carbon Shlamim on Yom Tov as a way of being Mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov, that you eat the delicious meat of a carbon Shlamim. So our Mishnah is going to talk about who is Chayiv and who is Pater from the first of those three karbanos, from the Olas Re'ia. So, Hakol Chayav and Beri'ia. Everyone is Chayiv to bring an Olas Re'ia and to appear in the Azara. Chutz Mecherishot V'katan. Except for someone who's deaf, someone who's deranged, or a child. Tumtum, and also someone who's of ambiguous gender, va'androgynous, someone who has the male parts and female parts, v'nashim, and women, va'avadim, and slaves, she'enem shucharim, as long as those slaves have not been freed yet. And also, hachiger, someone who's not able to walk, he doesn't have legs, va'asuma, a blind man, va'achola, a sick person, va'azakin, an elderly person, umi she'enu yachalal esparaglav, or anyone who's not able to go from Yerushalayim by foot to the Azara, even if he's an otherwise healthy person, but he's unable to do it, so he's pater from the Olas Re'ia. So even though pater, a katan is pater from Olas Re'ia min HaTorah, the Chachamim nevertheless were mechayiv his father to be mechanich min mitzvos, to be mechayiv the mitzvah of Re'ia. So the Mishnah is going to explain at what age that chiyuv begins. Ezu katan, what is the definition of a katan when it comes to the chiyuv of Re'ia? Any child who's too young to ride on his father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to the Arabayis is not chayiv to come. The father doesn't have to be mechanichim. Beisilil says, no, even if he's able to ride on his father's shoulders, it's still very young, and the father still doesn't have to be mechanichim. Unless the child is old enough to hold his father's hand and walk with his father, only then is he going to be chayiv. Now the Mishnah quotes a machlokas, how much money it has to cost for these karbanos. Beishame yomrim hari'iya shtei kesef. Beishame says the olas ri'iya has to cost two ma'os of kesef, which is one third of a dinar. The chagiga ma'a kesef has to cost half that, one ma'a of kesef. Ubeisil yomrim hari'iya ma'a kesef. Beisil says no, the ri'iya only costs one ma'a kesef. The chagiga shtei kesef, and the chagiga costs double that, costs two kesef. So main point number one over here, the Mishnah gives the full list of people who are pater from Olas Re'ia. Main point number two, there is a chiyuv of chinuch to bring a child for Re'ia, according to Beis Shammai, as soon as he can ride on his father's shoulders, and according to Beis Hillel, as soon as he can hold his father's hand. And main point number three, we have 3 points all in the Mishnah, that a chagiga, the cost of a chagiga and Re'ia, of a Shalmei Chagiga and Olas Re'ia, according to Beis Shammai, the Re'ia is Shtei Kesef and the Chagiga is one, and Beis Hillel holds the opposite. So according to Beis Shammai, the cost of a Re'ia is Shtei Kesef, the cost of a Chagiga is one Kesef, and Beis Hillel holds the opposite. So now the Gemara is going to explain the Lashon of the Mishnah. Hakol La'asu Yemai. Whenever the word like Hakol, everybody, is used, so it always comes to include more than is actually enumerated in the Mishnah. So even though the Mishnah gives a whole list of people who are pater from Alas Riya, but it said everyone is chayiv other than these people. Who are we coming to include when we say everybody is chayiv? So the Gemara explains, La asuye misha chetz yavet v'chetz yaben charon. It's coming to tell us that someone who is half eved and half free man is also chayiv in Alas Riya. How does one get into that situation to be a half eved, half free man? Two guys chip in together and they buy an eved. Reuven and Shimon each chip in some money and they buy an eved. And then Reuven decides to free the Eved. Shimon doesn't. So the guy is half Eved and he's half free. So that's how it happens. And we're saying that he's also chayiv in Olas Re'ia because he's half free. He's half a regular Jew. But according to Ravina, the guy who's half free and half Eved is Pata from Re'ia. So then what's the Hakol coming to include? And so the Gemara, Lasuye Chiger, Biyom Rishon, Vinispashit Biyom Sheni. It's coming to tell us about a guy who didn't have use of his legs on the first day of Yantif, but somehow he had a refuah and he got better, and he was able to use his legs by the second day of Yantif. So on the first day he was Pater because he couldn't be Ola. But the Tana is teaching us that if on the second day of Yantif he's ready to go, then he becomes Chayiv in the Mitzvah Sriya, even though he was Pater originally. In fact, the Gemara, that works very well if you assume that when you have to do tashlumin, tashlumin means to make up a missed karban, that each day is a tashlumin for the previous day, meaning every day has its own chiyuv. That if you don't bring on the first day, you bring on the second day, is because every day has its own chiyuv to bring a karban. And therefore, it's possible to say that a guy wasn't chayiv on the first day, but he's going to be chayiv on the second day because he has a new chiyuv that comes when he wakes up on the second day and he's able to walk. But if you say that there is really only one chiyuv olas riya, and that's on day one, and it's just that if you don't bring it on day one, so then you can make it up on the subsequent days, but there is no new chiyuv on the subsequent days, then it doesn't make sense that a guy who couldn't bring on day one, who's pater on day one, is going to have to bring on day two. Because if he wasn't chayiv on day one, there's no chiyuv at all. So then hakol asuyemai. Then what's hakol coming to include? It's not coming to teach us about a guy who didn't have use of his legs on day one and did on day two. So the Gemara answers, Asuye Suma Ba'achas Me'enav. It comes to include a case of a guy who's blind in one eye, that even he is Chayiv Nolas Ru'iya. Why would I have thought otherwise? Udoloki Aitana, because it tells us not to paskin like the following Tana. Titania, the Braisa says, Yochanan ben da Hava Yomer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Ba'achas Me'enav, Potter Min Ru'iya. The Yochanan ben da Hava said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that if someone is blind in one eye, he's Potter from Ru'iya. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Yireh Yeh-ra-eh, that it's spelled Yireh, but it's pronounced Yeh-ra-eh. And from there we learn, Kederech Shabaliros, just like the master is going to see the person, Hashem is going to see the person, Kach Bali Ra'o. So too, the person has to, God has to be seen by the person. And that, what that means to say is that Maliros, Bishteyenov, just like God sees us fully, with two eyes, so to speak, Afli Ra'os Bishtei Enof. So too, when we go to see God, when we go to do our Olas Ria, we have to be seeing Hashem fully with our two eyes. And therefore, if you have only one eye, if you're blind in one eye, you'd be Pater from Olas Ria, according to that opinion. So Aaron Mishnah is coming to tell us, Hakol! No, everyone's Chayiv in Olas Ria, even the guy who's blind in one eye, against that Tana. V'yibayisema. Another possibility is, L'yolim Kedamim Me'ekara. Maybe that Hakol actually comes to say what we originally thought. It comes to tell us that someone who's half Eved, half Ben Chorin, half servant, half free, is Chayiv in Olas Ria. I udukakasha lachadu Ravina, but we said no. Ravina holds that he's Potter. No, lo kasha. Kan be commissioner Rishona. Kan commissioner Achrona. That it was an issue that evolved over time. That originally they used to think, when the Mishnah says that avadim the enam meshucharim, Ravina says are Potter from Ri'iyah. That's like the original thinking, that it used to be that Beis Hillel held that a guy who's half Eved and half Ben Chorin, that he could stay that way indefinitely, and that the master doesn't have to free him, so therefore he's going to be Potter from Ri'iya. But then later on, Beis Hillel changed their mind, and Beis Hillel said, you know what, we're going to force the other guy to free him, the other master to free him anyway. So since the end game over here is that he's going to be a full free man, he's going to be a regular Jew, so then it makes sense that he should be chayiv in Olas Ri'iya as well. And that's what our Mishnah is assuming. Our Mishnah is assuming, like what Beis Hillel eventually held, that that the guy who's right now half Eved, half Ben Chorin, ultimately is going to be a full Ben Chorin. Is going to have to be a full Ben Chorin, and therefore he's chayiv in Re'iyah. The Gemara brings, where do we find that there was a first version of Beis Hillel and then his thinking evolved? Well, we find it at Tanan in the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Misha chetzi Eved v'chetzi Ben Chorin. If a guy is half Eved and half free man, Ovid es Rabbi Yomechad, ves Atzma Yomechad of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel's original thinking was, okay, so he'll switch off days. One day he'll work for himself because he's free, and the other day he'll work for his master, because for the remaining master that he still has. So that's the way he'll divide his time. Amr Lahem Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, Tikanta Mes Rabbo, that's a very great thing to help out the master, that the master will get half of the usage of the Eved. But Vesatz Maloti Kantem, but his own life is going to be miserable. Because Lisa Shivcha Einu Yachal, he's not going to be able to get married. He can't marry a Shivcha because he's half a free man. Baschorin Einu Yachal, he can't marry a free person, a free woman, because he's half an Eved. Well, live till, do you want him to just not get married at all? The world was created so that it could be populated. The world wasn't created to be empty. It was created to be populated. So you can't leave this guy unmarried and without any potential to get married. So says Beis Shammai, no, here's what we do in this situation. In order to allow him to get married, we force the remaining master to free him. So if Reuven and Shimon chip in and buy an Eved, and Reuven freed his half of the Eved, we force Shimon to free his half of the Eved. The Eved will owe Shimon the half of his value, since we forced Shimon to free him, so the Eved will have to pay back, and now that he's free, over the course of time, he's going to have to pay back half of his value, and that's how we solve the issue. V'chazru Beis Hillel l'horos k'divrei Beis Shammai, and this is one of the cases where the Beis Hillel ultimately was moda to the Beis Shammai, agreed to the Beis Shammai, that is a better solution, that makes more sense. Main point number four on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and we're going to do one on Beis on Beis on, with that we'll close. So on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the word Hakol in the Mishnah comes to include one of three things. Either Aleph, that a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin is Chayiv in Re'iyah, at least according to the Mishnah Achrona, at least according to Beis Hillel's evolved thinking. So again, either that a half Eved, half Ben Chorin, half free man is Chayiv in Re'iyah, in line with Beis Hillel's new opinion. Beis, second possibility, that someone who didn't have use of his legs, who was lame on day one, and became able to walk on day two, is chayiv in re'iyah, assuming that each day generates a new chiyuv. And gimel, third possibility, someone who's blind in one eye is chayiv in re'iyah, assuming you don't need to see God completely the way he sees you. Then main point number one on Amud Beis is that Beis Hillel ultimately agreed that when you have a half Eved and half Ben Chorin, that we force the remaining master to free him for the sake of Pru Revu, so that the Eved will be able to get married. That is Daf Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Chagiga.